This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If, by some chance, sprinklers or slip and slides or other more typical joys of summertime just are not doing it for your kids this year, you might consider sending them to Fed Camp. Yes, you heard me right. The Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond runs a summer program for kids, workshops, really, designed to boost their basic economic know-how. We sent Kate Davidson to check it out.
Come on up. Keep coming in. Let's get everybody in.
Angela Collier gathers a group of rising kindergartners, 4- and 5-year-olds, around her. And in her best "This is awesome" voice, she tells them,
"We're going to be talking about goods and services and consumers and producers and spending and saving."
Oh, yeah. It's Fed Boot Camp.
I wouldn't call it Fed Boot Camp.
Melanie Rose oversees the Richmond Fed's summer camp challenge. You can tell she's totally scouting for the next Janet Yellen or Ben Bernanke.
Well, if we happen to find one, I'm sure we would take it. But no.
Okay, so this is more like Fed Lite, a chance for almost 1,000 kids to stop by, play games about personal finance, and build their economic knowledge. But let's just say you were secretly grooming future Fed chairs. You'd start young, right? And step one? Establish everyone's weight in gold.
Probably all of you weigh about that much, about 1.5, maybe 2 gold bars.
That's Collier again with 4- and 5-year-olds. Now that they've got the gold standard down, step two, teach them the difference between a service and a good.
And it's something that you can touch and feel and take home. Can you think of anything that would be an example of a good?
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh is a great example of a good.
AJ Salvato, save that kid a space on the Federal Open Market Committee. Step three, practice. The kids turn over cards with pictures of cars and clocks and waiters.
A service? A good.
A good?
A good?
Yep.
Firefighters.
Are they providing a good or a service?
A service.
Oh, good job, buddy. You got it.
Tony Cavero, destined for the Board of Governors. Now, older kids come through the Fed Summer Camp Challenge, too. But these little guys showed so much promise, and like Gray Belcher, had such a strong preference for hawks versus doves.
A hawk.
Why?
Because they're cool.
That I decided to ask them the biggest lesson they'd learned from their day at the Richmond Fed. And like Skanda Athreya, whose dad is a bank economist, they all mentioned the same thing. The bus ride.
I learned on the bus when the driver's driving, don't distract your driver because it can make them get in a car crash.
Which in the coded language of FedSpeak says a whole lot about how to manage the economy. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.